What's the thing that they squished into the middle of the day, but it's a confirmed live one?
The paste bags. Paste
on cool.
Jezebel. Yeah. No.
That's going to be good. Hello.
Cool. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You guys are my first in-person interview ever. So congratulations. Thank you so much. I mean, you always remember your first, so you guys will go down in history. I am curious which dolphin out there like wronged you guys, because it feels this short, it feels like the combination of a dolphin that might have pissed you guys off and then like a crumbling marriage. And I'm curious which one is actually like the driving force.
That's a great question. I think we love dolphins.
Oh god.
Yeah.
It's shit.
But also we hate dolphins. I don't know. I think it was a very strange concept that came together naturally. We create all the time, just throw ideas around, and I think for some reason the dolphin was what spoke to us. So yeah.
Wow. Anything to add?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like dolphins speak a lot with their eyes, less with their dialogue, and I feel like it kind of goes hand in hand with this picture, metaphorical level.
Yeah,
but that's a great question.
I was just like so enraptured the whole time. I was just like, it's like the chicken or the egg. I was like, is it the dolphin or is it the relationship? Just curious. What does it feel like for you guys to have like your Texas premiere of your short at a huge festival like South By?
Amazing. Honored. We're honored. We love this festival so much. So
yeah,
we're so happy.
Yeah. It's definitely a festival where you don't chase, you attract.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful for that reason and many other reasons. It's just very social, very happy. The weather is amazing.
Yeah.
The vibes are great and the films are incredible.
Mm-hmm. Kate, I'm curious what, from your standpoint, goes into trying to create the voice of a character like the Bleacher. This isn't Scooby-Doo. This isn't anything else that you've kind of done in the past. It's a very unique voice. I'm curious what that process is for you.
Well, that, I think, is what one of the things about this project that is so special personally is that I got to do something so different vocally than I am, normally doing. Usually it's more my own voice are a little bit higher and, very animated. And in this case, when we were first Zooming to record, Adam and Nicole really, really, I think you guys had this vision or in your auditory vision of what it should be. And so they, kept going like lower, creepier, lower, creepier. And like we found this voice together, the three of us, that was unlike anything I had done. I didn't even know if I guess I didn't think I had that ability, really. So thank you, guys. But it's so weird and creepy, and I love it. And now I do it more often. I mean, not ready, just like for my own sake, for fun.
Here's even your personal lunch down.
Yeah, and when like I have a 4-year-old to like, I have to do a lot of voices. Yeah. So now that one's in the arsenal. So, but yeah, that was really exciting for me because it brought me to a place I didn't know I could go.
Yeah. That's impressive. I have a 5- and 3-year-old, so I understand like the voices. You gotta have your arsenal ready to go. So
totally,
I'm impressed that you bust that out from time to time.
Thank you.
Pretty cool. What is it about the Bleacher that like drew you to this project? I guess how did you guys like connect to kind of bring the vision to light?
What attracted me was Adam and Nicole. I'm such fans of them and what they do. So I would do anything. So when you guys emailed me, this was 2021, I think. Right? Was that when it was? Yeah. I was like, sure, let's do whatever, especially at that point, we were still kind of in lockdown. So, I recorded this from my house and we met over Zoom. But yeah, I love that one. Feelings creature.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I was just going to ask, what is it about Kate that you guys like saw to kind of bring the Bleacher to life?
Everything. She's brilliant. She's talented. She's just, we love her so much. So. Yeah,
I think it was like a stepping stone to work with Kate on larger scale projects in the future, very soon. I think it was just getting out like the awkward projects first. It's like a relationship.
Sure.
And you want it to, and then it becomes a beautiful relationship of like smooth waters. And I feel like this was like that like crunchy little thing that we all like put our hearts into. And Kate was just, you know, there for us. And it was a beautiful stepping stone. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, when we get to that level of where we all want to be at with our film careers, and when Kate stars in our movie, it's going to be smooth sails. Like, not saying this wasn't smooth, but I'm saying that the project will become something that matches our minds, our hearts, and our bank accounts.
Yeah, yeah, very important. I love that. So you guys plan to work together in the future, and I assume?
Fingers crossed, yes.
Anything and everything, I'm down.
Fingers crossed for you. Can you guys tell me, I guess from each of your perspectives, what was it like to bake in the little musical number? Because it's like low-key kind of a banger. And I'm curious, like, how that came to you guys. How did you come up with that scene, those lyrics? Like, what is that creative process like on your end?
Well, I think we wrote the song first.
Okay.
We were like, what is this? And so we kind of wanted to build it into the story. And it felt nice to put it in the middle because it's like, not super heavy at the beginning, but the end is kind of heavy. So it was like this weird, fun little moment to like give the audience something and be like, "What the fuck?
Yeah,
I watch it."
Yeah, I think music's just so important to our society today because without music, you know, it's easy to get a lot sadder. Like, you know, music just makes you happy, and something so dark like this, having a little bit of like. Music, you know, and vibrations, it kind of balances out a project like this. And so it was very, very important to do something on a lighter scale in such a dark little world that we take you into.
Yeah.
So it kind of, it just kind of just brought a little rainbow to the project.
Yeah, I like that. It's good. What about from your side to kind of jump into like doing a song and with such a weird voice?
Well, I mean, I love singing in different voices. I think in some way it frees you up because then you're not singing from yourself. So I could hit any note in that key. But the song was already like totally fully baked. These two had it ready to go. And so, you know, from my perspective, it was very fun. And like I didn't have to do anything other than sing it. So it is a banger. The first time I was like, nice. But you had, I could never have envisioned when we were recording, because we did one day of recording, an hour or so or two, and then one day for the song, and that was it for me. I could never have imagined what you two were cooking up for two whole years. And then so like to see it fully realized, I was like, oh my, so delighted. It's so good.
Yeah, you mentioned cooking up for a couple of years. This is, I'm like, undoubtedly the weirdest thing I've ever seen, and in like the best way.
That's
it's very, it does very much leave you like at the end, you're just like, what the fuck did I just see? Like, I'm trying to figure it out and break it down. What's the most difficult part for you guys working on a project like this, or I guess creating such a strange vision and then putting it on a screen and like bringing it to life? I'm just trying to understand your psyche a little bit more, you know? You guys are very fascinating, perplexing, so in the best ways, of course.
Yeah, thank you. I think, like the whole process was sort of mysterious to us. We haven't done this length of animation before. We've done, like, little tiny things, like GIF animation. So to have it this long was also surprising to us, and it was really cool to go from like the idea to the storyboards to, you know, script to storyboards to like character design and then see it like in front of us. I think it was like super rewarding.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I normally ask if a voice actor or an actor feels any personal connection to the character that they portray. The Bleacher is very unique because she obviously douses herself in bleach at the end. I hope that's not something you generally partake in. Do you feel any connection to the character of the Bleacher?
Yeah, I mean, aside from the bleach part of it.
Sure.
I think she's a loner, and I definitely can, I think I have both tendencies. I can either go like full on, let's go to a party, or I can be like, I'm just going to be a hermit. And so that side of me exists very much. And I think that's where I do relate to this sweet, sweet woman who knows how sweet she is.
How did you guys create the character of the Bleacher? Did you guys draw on, because I know this is, you know, based on a laundromat that you guys frequent. So did you kind of make an amalgamation of people that you've seen, or how did you dream up this character?
Well, I just want to go back to what Kate was saying. That's so interesting hearing that, because that's Nicole and I in a nutshell. Like, one of us wants to go to a party, the other one wants to stay home, and it's flip-flops all the time. It's like you can't have one foot in the underground and one foot in the mainstream, otherwise both your feet will fall off. And kind of like, it's kind of interesting. I just love that. Something that, you know, you find things through cast and crew all the time that you don't even see. And that's so beautiful. I'm sorry, what was your question?
No, that's good. Yeah, like the Bleacher, like creating the character of the Bleacher. Is this based on somebody that you've seen, somebody that you know, an amalgamation of maybe like personalities or anything like that? You mentioned it kind of stems from you guys as well.
She was a real person.
Okay.
Her name was not the Bleacher, but saw her at the laundromat all the time. She'd wear like full black leather, sunglasses, carry an umbrella. We were like, she had bright red hair. We were just fascinated by her. Like, who is she? We need to know her story. And we couldn't find out her story, so we made up her story. Nice. And then we used, we were really bored doing a few, so we started recording like what was happening at the laundromat. And so snippets of the actual dialogue are from pieces of dialogue that we overheard. And, like, she really said, like, excuse me, lady, you know, like, and so we just took that and then put it into this crazy story.
Oh, that's really impressive. I mean, you guys created something, like you said, they're supremely weird, but also something that really sticks. Is this a world or a character that any of you see, revisiting in the future or expanding upon? Or I know you mentioned a future project. Are you going to kind of veer away from
yeah, but I mean, I think we definitely want to take the Bleacher to the feature stage and tell expand the story of this wonderful woman Riot and explain, you know, who she is, life before Bleach, life after Bleach, and her relationship with the sun, like the actual, you know, the universe, and how that affects her psyche, her movements, her vision. And I think that's what we want to explore next. And definitely keep it more more lighthearted. And then when we get to these dark nuggets, you'll understand why.
Yeah. What about you, Kate? Would you revisit this character?
Oh, heck yeah. I can't imagine what you two have in mind for a feature, even the little, you know, hints you might throw our way, but like I'm so curious and excited to see what that will be. So yeah,
I think we need a Bleacher album.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah,
well, laundry themed album.
That would be so great. I'm already just thinking, my brain went to like, what would the record look like? Like,
oh
yeah,
oh you didn't
all
like
white,
that's a lily.
Yeah, you guys need merch for sure. We got to get the Bleacher merch.
Yeah. Oh, we do have.
Well, we
got to get socks.
We did our best.
We got to make socks in the wood.
Oh, nice.
Just passing them out.
Yeah, we'll give you some. Oh, I love those. Yeah, very cool.
We tried.
No, I love that.
It was made socks, but it was a little
time consuming. Yeah, socks are next level. Yeah. That's pretty intense.
This is the question that the Bleacher answers, you know.
Yeah.
Which is, where do your missing socks go?
Yeah. Where does he?
That's the relationship between, you know, an audience watch, you know, that is the ticket in.
Yep.
Because that's such a universal question that we all want to know where they go. And this is our story of telling, where do your missing socks go? Where do Rita's missing socks go?
Mm-hmm.
Watch, find out.
Yeah, I encourage everybody to check out this short, absolutely. it's playing in the Midnight Shorts program. It's part of a really great lineup. I hope that a lot of people get to see this and kind of talk about this and see what's next for you guys. Like, congratulations on making this and bringing it to life and bringing it to South by Southwest. I think it's a really inventive, imaginative thing that I could never dream out. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
And you're wonderful.
Yeah.
So appreciate it. Yeah, you had to get that on before I saw me. Sorry. Yeah, very sorry.